Good Sunday morning. This is Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries, and it's good to be with you on this Memorial Day weekend. What a great time. And I hope today is that you maybe you're traveling down the highway today. You're headed for a destination in the midst of your travel. Hope you travel safe today. And we want to thank you for listening to KBOE 104.9 FM on your radio. I encourage you today to stay, hold tight. We got some great inspiration. We're going to talk about how to have a victorious life, and you're not going to want to miss it this morning. So as you travel, just stay tuned to hear and keep on listening. So also, too, some of you may be headed on your way to church. Again, I pray that as you go out and head out today, that it is a blessing, and the Lord and the Holy Spirit gives you great inspiration as you join together with other believers as we praise and give glory to our Lord Jesus Christ. Also, some of you might be sitting at a campsite this morning, or maybe you're in your camper, or whatever you might be doing on this Memorial Day weekend. I'm excited about today. I'm excited about this series because I believe it gives us incredible inspiration and how it gives us application of how we can live a victorious life. And who does not want to live a victorious life? Isn't that so true? But with that being said, I want to just catch you up with a couple of things this morning of upcoming events that we have coming with Vital Ministries that you're not going to want to miss out. Now, the first one is this. This is for men only. Again, this is a motorcycle trip. We are headed out on June 24th through the 26th. We are headed to the great state of Wisconsin, and you're not going to want to miss out on this motorcycle trip. It's for men. We're going to go see the countryside, just see some great things, hang out as men, as iron sharpens iron, so does another man sharpen another man. That's exactly what we're going to be doing on that weekend, and you don't want to miss out. It's going to be a great time. Also, too, coming up July 10th is our next Vital Gathering at Debbie's Celebration Barn. Now, this event that you don't want to miss out on is for everyone. This is for family. This is for to bring your friends. It is going to be a great time and an inspiration as we come together on July 10th. We actually got a special person who's going to be coming. I will be doing the speaking. We're going to have somebody that has a gift of healing that's going to be there, and also too how to give instructions amongst healing. Maybe that night you might want to come. Maybe there's something that you need healing in your life about. You're not going to want to miss this. We're going to have great food, so come hungry. It's from 5 to 7 o'clock at Debbie's Celebration Barn on July 10th. Food will be provided. Also, too, we'll have the Vital Ministries Praise Band will be there. That will be an exceptional time that we can give praise and worship to the Lord. We'll jump into the book of the Bible and see where God is leading us for the inspiration about healing itself, not only physically, but even spiritually, how we can have spiritually and physically healing with the Lord. So those two events you're not going to want to miss out on. It's going to be a great time, great event. Again, that's July 10th. That's going to be some really, really good stuff that you're not going to want to miss out on. So with that being said, we are going to jump right in this morning because I've got a lot of stuff that we have to cover today that I believe is going to make this a great teaching series and a great teaching time for us today. But again, today is Memorial Day weekend, in which much of our nation takes a three-day weekend to camp, head to the lake, visit family, or take a small road trip. It's the beginning, the kickoff of summer. Haven't we waited for that throughout this winter time? Even in the midst of all the rain that we've had this last week, praise the Lord, we needed that. The farmers, it looks like much of the fields have been planted. The Lord has given them good time to get in to get that done. So we're thankful for that. And also too, Memorial Day weekend is also called, another one was called Decoration Day, in which America remembers those who have fallen in battle, men and women paying the price of our freedom with their lives. And we want to remember and pay tribute to such a high sacrifice in which we still live in the freedoms of which America was founded. Isn't that something as we think about Memorial Day weekend and Decoration Day weekend? Yes, it's time to go out and vacation and have a three-day weekend holiday, but it's also time, I hope, folks, that you remember. Remember those that have, the folks that have died for our country and also to loved ones. We go out and decorate graves for those that have passed on and went with the Lord. We also decorate the graves of, again, loved ones and this living in a small town. I love that in small town Iowa, where people still wave. They call you by name in a restaurant, in a church, or even your grocery store. I love that portion about living in Iowa in a small town setting. I love it so much. I live in both, I've been raised in Oskaloosa, and now I live in the country. I'm closer to New Sharon, but I just love that portion of life itself. But see, I like Tom Beckaby. He says this about his small town. He says, "My family has chosen a home where we can smell marsh and mud and salt and the breeze we dearly love every moment. But I feel as if my hometown chose me. Visiting leaves me with a wish that everyone in the world could have a place or places they love so much that it brings them to tears of just being there. If you don't, I truly hope you find it. It's mostly free, but I reckon it's worth everything." Man, doesn't that describe this morning about what it means to have and living a victorious life? And today we're going to dive in a little deeper into the story of David and Goliath. A small town young man named David, who came from Bethlehem, who put on the weapons of faith that helped him in the supernatural power of God himself to defeat a 9-foot giant by the name of Goliath. For David, he had to put on the right armor to defeat the giant, and not the armor from men, but from God himself. And today, this is what my hope is, our focus and my prayer is for us, is that we put on the weapons of faith that are being empowered by the Holy Spirit himself. Doesn't that sound encouraging this morning? And also, too, gives us hopeful that we can live and sustain a victorious life in Jesus Christ himself. So this morning, if you got an opportunity, maybe you are writing some of these things down and you don't want to miss it. Point number one is this: what weapon to use in a gunfight? Now, this is important note as we begin this morning. The weapon you use in the fight will almost determine your outcome. I'm going to say that again. The weapon you use in the fight will almost determine your outcome. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 6:12, "For we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but against enemies of evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against the mighty powers of the dark world, and against the evil spirits in the heavenly places." This means, folks, we fight against the devil and his dominion. That's important for us. We don't have a physical battle, but we have a spiritual battle, unlike King David. David had both a physical battle and also was fighting a spiritual battle at the same time. This past week, we've had this horrific tragedy that happened in Uvalde, Texas, where an 18-year-old boy, young man, he goes and kills his grandmother, kills 19 innocent children and 2 teachers. This young man was mentally unstable, and the devil had consumed his mind to do such a horrible act. Remember, Satan comes only to kill, steal, and destroy. God's most loved and valued creation, which is mankind itself. Without a doubt, today, our hearts and prayers go out to those families and their loss as we grieve as a nation for this awful act of unkindness and brutality. That's why it's so important for us to have the armor of God on and be prepared against our enemy. See, David, he was a young man, a shepherd, who relied on God's strength to take on Goliath on the field of battle. See, as believers in Christ, it's essential for us to position ourselves for battle. All too often, we take on a defensive approach, allowing the devil to attack us. We neglect reading our Bibles, seldom and even never pray to the Lord, and we miss his presence. When we do that, folks, we lack the power of the Spirit that can help us in the fight. Like most of you, life, without a doubt, is full and time is short. We try to sprint through life only to realize that life is truly a marathon. One of the men who works with me has a wife who is who is in fitness and in running. Man, you'll see her all over town. She lifts weights, she eats healthy, and she is a runner preparing to run a full marathon. One of our men was telling us about that in the near future. That's what she does. She's preparing for both physically and mentally to endure the battle of the marathon itself. She is taking on an offensive role to prepare for the battle that she's going to face when she runs down the road in order to do a marathon. My heart goes out to her. It's not for me, but I'm glad that those people who do those kind of runnings can endure such a thing. But see, when David, he lived the battle against the enemy, he was fighting truly against flesh and blood. At that time, Israel and David, they could see their enemy and engage in battle, and they would have to learn to wear the right armor in order to fight. They were taking on an offensive as opposed to taking on a defensive battle in order to fight. But this battle had shifted. King Saul took off the offensive battling and took on the defensive battling and was hiding. That's why it's important for us Christians today to make ready for the offensive fight against the devil himself. But that will take strategic planning on your part, and most importantly, to be empowered by the Holy Spirit himself. And that's why it's so key for us today is to have a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and literally ask the Holy Spirit to empower us to be ready to make the battle itself. And each and every day, each day presents itself with a different battlefront, doesn't it, folks? I know this past Friday, I had a lot of things I had to accomplish. I had to be in three different communities. I had to be in Eddyville to meet with someone about a project. I had to go over to Hayesville and look at a project in which we have current, and also to meet with a couple to begin the foundation process and to pin the foundation in the open land. In the morning when I got up, it seemed overwhelming to me of all the things that I had to do and had to accomplish. A lot of stuff was going on, and I had to be at different places at strategic time. And that's when it's so important that I want to give the Lord my day. I want to ask him, Lord, help me in the midst of the battles that I face, and help me to, and when I meet people, that I'm patient, I'm kind, and that I can give them what they need for the day. And most of all, Jesus, shine through my life. But see, that takes an offensive positioning. That takes on putting on the right armor of God in order to do that, and only God himself, through the power of the Spirit, can prepare you for your day. Which brings us to point number two. God isn't limited by anything, only our faith is lacking in the midst of what goes on in our life. And I want to show you something. We're going to look in the Bible this morning in 1 Samuel chapter 17 and look at two verses this morning, verses 38 and 39. And this is what it says. Then Saul gave David his own armor, his bronze helmet, and a coat of mail. David put it on, strapped the sword over it, and took a step or two to see what it would be like, for he had never worn such things before. David says, I can't go in these, he protested to Saul. I'm not used to them. So David took them off again. Now see, it's interesting when he goes to the fight this morning. It says, we see King Saul clothing David with his armor. He put on a bronze helmet on his head and clothed him with a coat of mail. This was Saul's fighting armor, fit for a king and a man of war. Remember, Saul was already battle ready from the past battles. And we talked about that last week. He knows how to wield a sword. For Saul was an incredible fighter. But the only problem is for David, all the things that Saul put on him, it wouldn't fit him. It wasn't fit for his size. See, remember Saul, he was a tall man. It says in 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 2, that Saul stood head and shoulder taller than anyone else in the land. But this is how they describe David in the Bible. David, on the other hand, doesn't get the hype. It says in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 12, that David was dark and handsome with beautiful eyes. Nothing about height was stated. This is how David handles the moment. He opts out. The armor doesn't fit, and he doesn't try to even make it work. David needed to be free to move, as he had a much more powerful weapon, and that was his faith in God himself. See, some people don't know, or do they understand faith? I've read this verse multiple times, but no verse better describes faith than Hebrews 11:1. Now, this is what it says in the Bible in that portion of that verse. It says, "Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." Faith means having confidence in God and not trusting your own skills and your own education. Faith is believing that God can do what he says he will do, and God isn't limited by anything. It's always our faith that lacks and limits God. Isn't that so important this morning as we get ready and we put on the Bible? Because only thing that lacks in the midst of what happens in life, God is not limited in the battle of what he can do. Only limitations that we put on is what we put on, not in God himself, but within our own faith. And that's important for us to reel this morning. Where is your faith? Is your faith lacking? Let's keep going. Since I've moved to a small farm town, I've realized just how much faith it takes to farm. My eyes have without a doubt been open. See, you'll see these men and women on these farms, and they head to the fields every spring. Many will prep and condition the land, the ground, with all their tractors and their conditioning machines and making the soil ready. Whether you till it or you don't till it, there is some preparation that has to be done. They put on fertilizer, and then they do the next thing. After all those things have been accomplished, they're ready for seed. They're ready to put either the corn in our area in Iowa. It's either corn or soybeans seed that goes into the ground. They plant it in hopes that they will have a mature harvest in the fall. All summer, they pray for enough rain with no major winds or storms and hope that their crop will grow and yield a notable gain in the harvest. Folks, without a doubt in my mind, farming takes incredible faith. They will borrow money from the bank and hope to pay it back in hopes of, again, that the markets will hold so what they've planted so they can minimally break even and hopefully make a profit to do life and to live. Farming is tough, and again, it takes great faith. See, faith takes anointed power from the Holy Spirit. Maybe today you might be saying, "I just lack faith to believe." And I want to tell you, that's okay. That's a great response. But I encourage you to ask Holy Spirit to empower you so that your faith grows to new heights that only the Lord can take it. There's no limitations in what God can do in your life. And by doing so, you can live a victorious life, but it will take faith in your life to see that kind of victory. See, folks, it's important for us as we want to live a victorious life. There's a price to everything in this life. The price of living a victorious life is having faith. Faith in God, faith in Jesus Christ, and faith in the Holy Spirit. All three of these that you will encounter in your life will bring you to living a life of victory, overcoming the battles of life themselves. We live in an incredible state of mind. As I shared with you, we don't fight against a physical enemy. We fight against the unseen world, which I read in Ephesians 6:12. That's why I think our nation is so crippled with mental illness, and it is huge in our nation. But see, folks, I think what happens is we get our eyes off Jesus, and we get our eyes out of focus, and we allow the enemy to come in and overwhelm us. And with that being said, it creates all these different venues of depression, mental illness, all those things that come over our lives. The enemy wants to keep us bound. But let's keep reading this morning to point number 3. God wants you to focus on what you can, what he can do for you, as to which you think he can't. See, David, he could have trusted in King Saul and his armor, that magnificent weapons that he had. But see, David didn't do that. He kept his focus on God himself. He trusted God for the impossible, and it deepened his faith in the process. See, folks, the enemy, the devil, wants you to divert your focus. He wants you to focus on your own limitations and your own shortcomings. He wants you to think that you're not educated enough. He wants you to think you don't have enough skill. He wants you to be focused on your weakness. See, folks, I believe this. It's time today as believers in Christ to know that you are God's chosen people, that you are truly the sons and the daughters of the living God himself. Just like David, he believed, we need to believe. God wants you to focus on him. So how do we do that? Put your focus on these things. I want to encourage you about these. These are some bullet points that are just amazing. See, Jesus forgives our sins. 1 John 1:9 tells us that. Jesus can also heal our sicknesses and our diseases. Go to Isaiah 53, verse 5. It'll tell you that. Jesus can raise the dead, Mark 5:42. God parts seas, Exodus 14:21. Jesus gives us peace during the storms of life, Matthew 8:26. God brings comfort and gives joy, Psalms 147:3. He helps a man walk on water, Matthew 14:29, provides our needs supernatural, John 6:13, brings hope and possibilities, Luke 8:27, makes all things possible, Revelation 21:5, and most of all, Jesus saves souls, John 3:16. The Bible is full of stories about how God does the miraculous. In fact, John 21:25, that Jesus did so many miraculous things that John couldn't begin to write them all down in his gospel. Folks, I have walked in the Holy Land. I've stood in the places of the miraculous. Jesus lived and walked there. He was taken back to heaven from there, and my Bible says he's coming again. We just have to be ready and live a life of faith. And in doing so, I promise you, folks, that you will live a victorious life. See, life is hard. It is, without a doubt. Life is hard. But see, if you focus on what you can't do, you will never live a victorious life. If you focus on what you can't accomplish, you will never see your dreams and the visions that God has for your life. The enemy wants to divert your focus. David saw the victory before the victory happened, and he saw his giant Goliath defeated. Everyone thought Goliath was the champion of the day, but in fact, it wasn't. It was a young shepherd who had killed lions and bears, believed he could kill a giant with God's help on his side. David was completely focused on God and had faith he would be victorious. You can do the same thing today. Where is your focus? Are you focusing on what's in front of you, on what seems the impossible, or are you focused on how God can help you in the impossible to make you victorious in every situation of your life? Without a doubt, folks, again, I want to share with you, disease comes, cancer comes, but I promise you this, in the midst of those moments, we can still live a victorious life and live victory no matter the outcome if we keep our focus on Jesus. Maybe this morning, your marriage is in struggling, it's in trouble, you don't know whether it's going to happen, you can still, I promise you, you can have victory in the midst of the outcome of however it plays out. God is able to heal your marriage, but one thing I've learned in my process, in my life, it takes two to look for that victory. The other thing that maybe God is, you have an overwhelming financial things that's going on. There is just not enough at the end of the day. Without a doubt, we live in economically tough times, but we can live in victorious time if we put our faith in God and trust Him. That is victorious living, folks. And that is what God wants us to do. Jesus is saying, all eyes on me right now, folks. Put your eyes and your faith on me. All these other things are distractions. Yes, without a doubt, horrific things are happening, not only in our nation, but around the world. Wars and rumors of wars, without a doubt, are happening. We know what's going on in over in Europe with the Ukraine. Our hearts and our prayers go out to that nation. Also, too, there's a rumor of war that China is coming and going to take on Taiwan. Again, put our focus back on Jesus. Even our nation, the crippling effects that are happening in the midst of young people and people who go out and do horrific acts by killing innocent people. Keep your focus on Jesus. There lies the victory. Will you pray with me this morning? Dear Jesus, again, we ask you for your help. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you'll empower us. I pray that maybe this morning there's somebody out there within my voice that has never asked you to be Savior of their life. Lord, you just make it so easy. All we got to do is confess our sins and call you Savior of our life and ask you to come into our lives, and you do it. It's that easy. It's that simple. I pray that maybe there's somebody out there this morning within my voice that just does not see the victory. Life is overwhelming them and it seems like life is caving in. I pray, Jesus, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will empower them. Put their focus on you, Jesus, not in the midst of their situation. Jesus, we love you so much. We thank you. We know that you've come and that you're coming again. That is the focus as we prepare for your return. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you and all things in your precious holy name. Amen. Folks, it's an exciting time. You can live a victorious life, but put your focus on Jesus. I hope this weekend you are having a great Memorial Day weekend with family and friends. As you maybe have went out, you've decorated graves in remembrance of those that had once lived. I pray that today that it is a good weekend and that you remember the price that was paid for our freedom. Folks, this is Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries.